plan to vote. Welcome back to another episode of Hell Hath No Fury, a battle-tested, practical how-to series to empower you to help create our big blue wave this Rovember. My name is Anna Maria, and I am host of Sassy Political Coach. We're coming down to the wire, people. We keep hearing the phrase, make a plan to vote. But what the heck does that mean? Today, I'm going to coach you on how to make your very own personal plan to vote. Because this is how you and I together, this is how we bring Hell Hath No Fury into the voting booth where we make our fury felt. Now, all of the links that I'm going to share with you are found on my website at sassypoliticalcoach.com/vote. One stop shopping, baby. That's how I like it. Let's get right down to it. Step one, check your voter registration. Go to sassypoliticalcoach.com/vote. There's a big old button that says voter registration. Click it. Use the drop down to click on your state, then click check if I'm registered to vote. Follow the bouncing ball. If you're not registered and you still have time to register by the deadline, do it. And regardless, once you're registered, whether you're currently registered or you have to register at this point, make sure that you keep a copy of your voter registration. Do it digitally and paper-wise. I know. Paper, Mother Nature, environment. Listen, Mother Nature will be happy once we get all of our Democrats in office and we can really push forward on environmental justice. Okay. The other thing is this. Those hardworking folks working at the polls may not necessarily be as digitally savvy as you are. Besides, you just never know about the connectivity. Hedge your bets. Make sure that you and everyone in your circle bring a paper copy of your voter registration to the polls. You know, and that doesn't matter whether you're voting early, you know, doing early voting, or you're doing it the final election day. Make doubly sure that you do this, especially for the older individuals in your life. This is step one, check your voter registration. Step two, decide how you're going to vote. In-person early voting, voting by mail, voting in person on the final day of the election cycle. That is step two in making your plan to vote. Decide how you're going to vote. Three, voter ID. If your state requires you to bring identification, make sure that you bring the government ID that is accepted at the polls. Go to my website, sassypoliticalcoach.com/vote. There's a button, voter ID, that links to a page where you can find out that information. Once you go to that page, you'll click the drop-down button to pick your state. You'll see learn more about voting. Click there. Next, you'll see do I need ID to vote? Well, you'll find your answer right there. Step four. Find out what's on the ballot. You'll be surprised at the things that, you know, you walk into the voting booth, you get your ballot. Oh my gosh, all the things you've never heard of. So go to my website, sassypoliticalcoach.com/vote. There's a button, get my sample ballot. It links to a page where you can find your sample ballot. You'll put in your address, and when the sample ballots are available, you'll download it and go to step five. Step five is do some research. Get referrals. Ask around to folks you trust that know what's going on, you know, regarding what's happening on the ballot. Of course, personally, I'm voting straight Democrat, and I hope you are too, but there are often nonpartisan issues or elected official positions where the party affiliation isn't on the ballot. So do what I do. Talk to people you trust. Do a little research. Find out. Vote straight Democrat up and down the ballot. Step five, do your research. Okay. Now we're on to step six. How are you going to get to the polls? You're going to walk, you're going to bike, you're going to use public transportation, drive, get picked up. Do you need a ride? Go to rideshare2vote. That's rideshare2vote.com. There's also a link on my website, sassypoliticalcoach.com/vote. Pick a date. Number seven, pick a date and time you're going to vote. Put it on your calendar. There you go. Number eight, bring a bestie. Yeah. Make it social. Make it a party. Decide where you go to celebrate afterwards. Coffee, drinks, whatever. These are the eight steps to make your very own plan to vote. This is how you and I together bring Hell Hath No Fury into the voting booth. This is what democracy looks like. Our vote is our voice. Let us roar. Make your plan to vote. Let's summarize those eight steps on how to make a plan to vote. One, check your voter registration. Two, decide how you're going to vote. Three, find out if you need government ID to vote. 4. Find out what's on the ballot. 5. Do some research. 6. How will you get to the polls? 7. Pick a date and time you're going to go vote and put it on the calendar. And 8. Bring a bestie. Thank you for listening. Be sure to follow and like, subscribe, and share with your friends and your family. Follow me on social media. Make a comment. I'd love to know what you have to say. Listen to my podcast, watch my other videos that provide even more battle-hardened, practical, and politically savvy ways you can help us to elect Democrats from sea to shining sea. I'll be back soon with another episode of Hell Hath No Fury. My name is Anna Maria, host of Sassy Political Coach. Now go out and make Hell Hath No Fury our political rallying cry that creates our big blue wave.